This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the recently concluded India AI Impact Summit held in New Delhi. Sharing a Sanskrit Subhashitam on social media today, the Prime Minister said that the historic summit witnessed widespread global appreciation for India's capabilities. He noted that it reflects how the forward-looking mindset of India's youth in the field of technology can greatly benefit humanity. The AI Impact Summit 2026 concluded with the adoption of the New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, marking a significant milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India deeply values its enduring friendship with Israel, built on trust, innovation, and a shared commitment to peace and progress. In response to a social media post by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Modi said he agrees with him about the strong bond between India and Israel, as well as the diverse nature of bilateral relations between the two countries. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward to discussions between the two sides during his upcoming visit to Israel. Earlier, in a social media post, the Israeli Prime Minister said the bond between Israel and India is a powerful alliance between two global leaders. Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has stated that India has achieved a significant milestone in the field of organ donation and transplantation. The National Organ and Tissue Transplant Organization, NOTTO, has recorded unprecedented progress in organ donation, allocation and transplantation across the country. The number of transplants in the country has increased from fewer than 5,000 in 2013 to nearly 20,000 in 2025, marking a remarkable fourfold rise. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also highlighted the importance of organ donation in his Mann Ki Baat program yesterday. Rajaji Utsav will be celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. In his Mann Ki Baat program, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that a statue of Sri Rajagopalachari, the first Indian Governor General of Independent India, will replace the statue of British architect Edwin Lutyens in the central courtyard of Rashtrapati Bhavan.
राजा जी उन लोगों में थे जिन्होंने सत्ता को पद की तरह नहीं सेवा की तरह देखा. ब्रिटिश आर्किटेक्ट एडविन लुटियंस की प्रतिमा भी राष्ट्रपति भवन में लगी हुई थी. अब इस प्रतिमा के स्थान पर राजा जी की प्रतिमा लगाई जाएगी. राजा जी उत्सव के दौरान राजगोपालाचारी जी पर आधारित प्रदर्शनी भी लगेगी. ये प्रदर्शनी 24 फरवरी से 1 मार्च तक चलेगी.
An exhibition on Sri Rajagopalachari will also be held during Rajaji Utsav from 24th of February to 1st of March. Former Railway Minister and Rajya Sabha MP Mukul Roy passed away early this morning at a private hospital in Kolkata. He was 71. His son, Subranshu Roy, informed that Roy died around 1:30 a.m. after a prolonged battle with multiple health problems. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended condolences over the demise of former Union Minister Mukul Roy. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Mukul Roy will be remembered for his political experience and efforts to serve society. Amid ongoing security operations and related road blockages and criminal activity in various parts of Mexico, the Embassy of India in Mexico today issued an advisory to Indian citizens residing in the country, urging them to exercise caution and take shelter. The embassy has urged Indian nationals in the affected areas to avoid zones with active law enforcement activity and to remain alert to their surroundings. The embassy asked citizens to seek shelter and minimize unnecessary movement outside their place of stay. It is also advised to monitor local media for updates and to follow the directions of local authorities. In the event of an emergency, they are directed to call 911. The embassy asked the citizens to keep family and friends advised of their location and well-being via phone, text and social media. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India went down to South Africa by 76 runs in their Super 8 clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.